Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the latest edition of Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your Franchising 101 host. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have a first. We're like 120-some episodes in, and we have a first. So our guest today is in the world of franchising, but she is neither one of our franchise partners, nor is she a franchisee. Don't you love riddles? Who she is and why she's crashing our Franchising 101 party, I'm going to tell you in a second. But of course, first, cheap plug and reminder of who we are. Fran Coach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with well over 600 of the top franchisors in the country, and that spans nearly 70 industries. Our goal is to help clients find the absolute best franchise for them to own. And the goal of the Franchising 101 series is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. All right, so that's us. Who is our guest? Why is she here? Well, today, we are having the first ever member of Team Fran Coach, not named, you know, me, joining us today. So it is my pleasure to introduce just an amazing asset to Fran Coach team that came on with us at the beginning of the year as one of our Fran Coach coachers, Miss Katie Lepper. Katie, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Finally.
Finally, huh? Okay. So... since I pretty much had to just bully you to finally come on board. So thanks for doing so.
Yes.
So tell us, I got a bunch of questions for you and you're required to answer them. So there's no kind of skating out of anything, but you've been with us like since the beginning of this year, 2022, right? So
yes. But
tell us a little bit about Katie. Prior to franchising, give us the scoop.
Sure. So my background is in special events. So I work all aspects of the special events industry, Anna and Enix, everything from wedding planning to corporate catering sales. And that was the life I knew, sales and networking in that industry.
Okay. So how in the world do you get from that to franchising?
Well, I went to a golf tournament and I happened to connect with a franchise that I was interested in. And I then connected to Danielle and she introduced me to the world of franchising. I had no idea what this was. I didn't know what franchise development was. I didn't know what franchise broker was. And she and Tim, told me about the industry. And I had no idea there were so many different parts of the industry. So as I was getting to know each part, working with your lovely wife and with you doing some admin things and getting to know the franchise world, and I decided to take the leap on this side as a franchise broker.
So, but let's correct you one thing. It's my wife and lovely me, not my lovely wife and me. So she's not going to listen.
This is being recorded.
Let's be honest. She doesn't listen to this crap. So, I still remember, she was out here in Arizona with me and we were doing like a planning, like it was really almost exactly a year ago, like kind of a, like yeah. Our 2022 planning. And we, because certain things for she and I, when we were in the same location, which is not always the case, we're like the too many squirrels are run by when we try to do these meetings. So we literally rented out like a conference room at a local hotel and we were in there and up on the big ginormous screen in the hotel, we do a conference call with you and, kind of walk through, cause you could have easily gone with her on her team. You made the wise choice, come in with, you know, me and Fran Coach, but as you were starting to learn at the very beginning, like all the behind the scenes things, right? There's the people, all of our franchise guests that have come on, right? Those are the people that are working with our clients throughout that journey to determine, is that the right franchise for them? And then there's people that do what we do. So as you were kind of learning those two things, how did you differentiate? You would have been great either place, right? How did you differentiate that this was the direction for you?
That's a good question. Well, because you, just kidding, had nothing to do with you, honestly.
It was in spite of.
I really liked the fact that I would be helping people. I would be working with different clients weekly, and each client has their own personality, their own wants and needs in different parts of the country. And I love that I could help so many different types of people. It means the job would never be the same. Every client is so incredibly different. So I really like that. It reminds me of my special event days where I'm working with one individual who has a vision and I help make that vision come to life. And I feel that's what this role does. And that's why I felt naturally this would be a better fit for me.
Yeah, no, it's such a difference. And it's not a right or wrong. I think so much of what we do when we talk to people, there's no like one thing out there that's a one size fits all. But that franchise side, you are focused on whatever that franchise is, right? I work for Franchise X. So I'm going to talk about all the amazing virtues of Franchise X. For us, we tell people all the time, well, I don't care which franchise you start. It's our job to help you figure out what's the best thing for you. So that where you talk about the randomness, how everybody gets into franchising, like virtually every person I've ever talked to, like special events, how, like on the surface, what's that have to do with franchising? But you just made a great connection. Every person's like event is their personal vision, what they want out of that. And that's going to be very, very different. Probably, you know, some ways easier if it's the same old thing every single time, right? So what's been, talk about kind of your transition into this. What were maybe some of the biggest kind of challenges or hurdles for you in learning just franchising and what we do at FranCoach right off the bat?
Well, one, it was an entirely different world. it was, you know, I've done something my whole adult life, and to figure out what I wanted to do when I grew up at 44 was different, and it was challenging, but I loved the challenge. I guess getting to know all the different franchises. I mean, we work with over 600 franchises. So there's a lot to learn about each one. And so gathering that information, you know, I wouldn't say it was hard. It was just a lot of studying. You know, so luckily we've got, you know, IFPG, which has been a great resource, and I've met tons of great colleagues through there, really getting to know each brand through the franchise developers and creating friendships with them. Some I've never even met in person, but getting to know them and their brand has been, again, challenging at first, but I love it. I love the challenge now.
Yeah, I don't think that it's the good news and the bad news of having 600 plus franchises. It's like, I'm 8 years into this. I'm like, whew, that's a lot. There was one like offline we'll talk about, but there's a new one today that like we just had come in. I'm like, whoa, what is that one? Right. And so it's awesome because whatever one of our clients wants or needs, whether they realize it or not, we're going to have options for them, but it can be a little overwhelming keeping up with all of them. And then like I just got off right before this, was on a call with a couple, and they gave me the old, you know, hey, we need a list thing. Like there's no list that's going to tell you anything, because there can be so many difference behind the scenes. And I know you're right. still learning this. Franchise looks the exact same on the surface. Like, oh my goodness, can they be different behind the scenes? Right. So, huge piece of that. And I hate to break it to you, that learning curve is never going away, because as we get more people, or even just as the franchises themselves continue to change. Right. So, that's an obvious challenge as you were starting. What are some of the things maybe, I guess that you've really like man, this is awesome. I really enjoyed this. What are some of those aspects for you?
Hey everyone, I wanted to take a quick break from our podcast to tell you about our amazing friends at Entrepreneur. If you're looking to become a franchisee or simply learn more about business ownership, and guys, let's be honest, you're listening to the Franchising 101 podcast, so we know you have some interest in this. And I really encourage you to go to entrepreneur.com to check out all of their great content and resources. Seriously, Entrepreneur has everything, all the way from a bookstore to the best podcasts, webinars, and videos, plus information on upcoming events and the latest articles that seriously, they cover all aspects of franchising and business ownership. If you're having trouble deciding which franchise is right for you, start with Entrepreneur's renowned Franchise 500 ranking, which highlights the best franchises of 2022. For 45 years and counting now, Entrepreneur has been and continues to be the most widely recognized and respected authority in the franchise market. Digital and print subscriptions are available, so you never miss out on anything. So seriously, what are you waiting for? Go to entrepreneur.com right now and learn more.
Well, being a natural networker, I did tons of networking in Atlanta and Phoenix, networking events. So this is totally my jam. Connecting people, that's great when I'm introducing the franchises to my clients after I've gotten to know them and they're like, wow, they get so excited. And during the, you know, on the journey, as we check in weekly, you know, they talk to me a bit more about how excited they are for this particular one or two of them. They don't know which one at this point. I love to see the excitement in them and to be able to really find those perfect fits for them feels good. So that's what I love. And I love getting to know my clients. These are my buddies. I get text messages and pictures of dogs but I'm really creating a relationship. These are all my friends. These are all people that I care about. And I really love this part of the job.
Yeah, no. And it is the part that I think that Danielle and I, and kind of when, you know, basically a year ago when we were looking at it, like, oh, she's going to kill it, right? Because you've got that ability to build relationships and you actually care and give a damn about
people. I do. I'm actually like genuine. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Hard to find these days.
I have to fake it because I don't really like people.
I know.
You're just the natural with it. So very cool. So talk a little bit about just franchising in general. Some of the things that you've learned about franchise a year ago, you're like, I don't know any of this stuff. What's kind of maybe some eye-opening things for you along the way?
There's a lot. the funding. I didn't realize how attainable franchising could be. I didn't realize that, you know, it's not all McDonald's out there. It's not all McDonald's investments. I mean, most of us don't have that. So it's really cool to see that there's so many different levels of investment and so many different funding options for people to, you know, have these dreams come true. I loved learning about that. I had no idea walking into this. And I think when I was looking at some franchises myself, there's a lot of misinformation online as well. You know, open a sandwich shop for $10,000, and that's not true. So it feels good now that I know more about the funding and the investments that I can help educate people on that as well.
It's kind of like that's our mission, is to educate people on franchise ownership or something. So
I know, isn't that crazy, Coach?
Yeah. who knew? So no, it's that attainability piece. I love that you pointed that out because it is. To me, it's the biggest thing, right? Is the just, and we've had people, and I know you have too, where it's not all the old people like me, right? It's not the mid 40s, mid 50s, you know, the VPs of the world that have transitioned out of the corporate world or got transitioned out. Do we work with them? Of course we do. But that attainability for somebody, off the top of my head, I'm going to say, 5 people this year that we've worked with, maybe more, that are 27 or younger that became franchise owners, right?
Yeah.
And now I couldn't have, in my late 20s, early 30s, I didn't have enough money to pay attention, let alone pay for anything like this, right? But it really also doesn't take all that much money, right? It's like if you can, you got a little cash for a down payment for a house type of thing, you're in good shape. And as you've learned, like so many people don't realize, yes, there are funding options out there. Yes, there are franchises that don't take a whole bunch of money. There are even some funding options where you don't need any money out of your pocket that we could still pull that off. So that attainability is definitely huge. As you have talked to more people, right? And you're sitting there, okay, so we've got people that are listening to this podcast, usually at least three or four that listen to this, right? So,
hey guys.
So as they are hearing this and thinking, and again, as I always like to say, if you're listening to the Franchising 101 podcast, you have some level of interest in franchise ownership. What would you want to share with somebody out there wondering like, geez, you know, yeah, that Katie seems amazing and the bald guy's okay too, right? But I don't know what I should do. What would you want to share with somebody who's kind of wondering if this might be the right path for them?
Well, there's a lot. You're asking me good questions.
I do this for a living.
I am. It's kind of like you do.
Yeah, well, I think you talked on, I think one of the biggest ones that I always want people to realize is that that attainability that and the funding stuff, right? So we had in fact, this is December 22nd. We're in the middle of Hanukkah, we're getting ready for Christmas, hitting the new year, but we've got so many people that have kind of messaged us on for kind of questions or topics and that attainability, that fundability. We've got a couple more that are coming up here soon. I know you talked about one you've been bugging me about, like for a podcast episode. What's your new year thing that you keep saying to me?
Well, new year's resolution.
Right. New year,
new me.
Yeah. Right. So when you're thinking of that, how do we like, what should they do if they're sitting there kind of looking at, you're ending the year, maybe not where exactly you want it to be from a personal or professional standpoint. Like what do they need to do, Katie?
Well, this kind of goes back to when I'm talking to my clients, you know, I'm tired of working for other people, making other people money. I want more time with my family. I hear these things a lot, more flexibility. You know, I want to go work from the beach one day. I hear all these things every day. And why not make that a New Year's resolution? Why not start now? Start a new year. Were you happy this year with your job? Were you happy with your income or the lack of time you spent with your family? Why not do something new for yourself this year? Yeah. I mean, people will stop going to the gym. I forget the statistics, like by March for those, the big, you know, which the gym's always crowded those first few weeks. But nobody really sticks to them. This is a whole life change that you will stick with, and it will continue to bless you for years and years to come. So yeah, I think new year, new me, why not, you know, buy a franchise?
Right. And it's the, it is the number one reason, and you just hit on a couple of them, but the overarching number one reason people become a franchise owner is control. It's control of their time, their freedom, their flexibility, their lifestyle, their happiness quotient. The money will follow, right? When you find the right fit, the money always follows. But it's those things. And I know you haven't mentioned this yet, but you've experienced this over the last year versus, you know, getting up, driving someplace, being in an office at 8:30, and you know, getting off at 5 and then driving back. You and I have similar existences with, we have little ones, and mm-hmm. like Birdie's 8, right? 8 or 9, third grade, right? Okay. Minus fourth grade. Right. And it's like, they still think we're cool. And so like, I want to enjoy and soak up that time. Well, cool/dork if you would ask Logan on me, right? But to be able to spend that time with them, to again, just whatever that might be, the not have always kind of joke like people are sitting in traffic, right? In the commute, like I always want to do like a radio ad or something. It's like, you know, stuck in traffic, call Fran Coach, right? We can help you get you out of that for just what we were talking about, that control over your lifestyle, right? So
because
kudos to you for, because you know, like this was a big jump for you going from, again, what you've always done on the surface is event planning. Working in franchising as a franchise consultant is totally different on the surface. But what were those underlying things for you in your past, right? You're a networker, you're a connector. You like the fact of like getting to know your people, figuring out what they want and helping kind of like help them achieve that goal, that dream, that vision. As an event planner, you're kind of doing the same thing now, right? So, would you agree with the clients? And you've been incredibly successful so far and done an amazing job for us, and the clients you've worked with already that have started franchises, have any of them started something in what they've exactly done before? Or for years, they've all been totally different from an industry standpoint, correct?
Oh yeah, totally different.
Yeah, but the underlying things that they were good at that they wanted out of life were what ultimately made that connection.
Right. Right. You know, Tim, there was a podcast you did before I met you on Zoom last year. And it was actually this week last year. Happy anniversary.
Yay.
Danielle wanted me to listen to the podcast. I had no idea it was you. So I was listening. And one thing that really resonated with me, and sorry, I don't know which number it was, but you were talking to somebody about the flexibility. And again, back to when we were talking about, we're both parents, to have that flexibility to go to the Christmas play, to get off early to take my son to kickboxing, to be able to stay home because he has the flu and not be scared that a boss is going to get mad at me. You know, that when I listen to that, even though I don't own a franchise, having that flexibility that I do now that I've never had before has been just life-changing for me and my sanity, really. I'm happier. I make better money. I have a great boss, fabulous boss.
I'm sorry, but you cut out. Can you repeat that boss part again?
I've totally got the an all right boss. No, I've got a great boss. and it's like we're kind of, you're my boss, but it's still, I'm still kind of running the show.
Totally. That's franchise. I mean, Francoach isn't exactly a franchise, but we're essentially structured that way, right? Like, find the right fit, follow the plan, put forth the effort, and you're gonna make out of it what you want, right? So, no, that's super cool. I think that's really, really well said. And again, I think that just, that's franchising in a nutshell. Just because you've done whatever, like on the surface, I've been in event planning, I've been that. Okay, great. But what are you really good at? What really drives you? Why are we even on the phone, right? There's something that's not there for you that we need to look at and we need to try to find, right? And as you mentioned earlier, it is significantly more attainable financially. There are funding options. You don't do you need a little? Yes, but do you need millions of dollars? Heck to the no, right? So it's totally there. And again, though you're not a franchise owner per se, you're running your thing, you're in franchising, and all of those kind of below the surface intangible things are what's leading you to just freaking killing it. So keep it up. So, you know, I don't have to work as hard. It'd be awesome. So
I got you.
would be great. So Katie, thank you so much for coming on finally today to talk about you and your background and your experience into this nutty thing that is franchising. Thank you so much.
Thank you for finally letting me talk. I love it. I'll be back.
We'll see about that. So, but thank you so much. And as always, for all of our loyal podcast listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. Reach out to us again, like Katie said, and you can even put a note in. You can work with Katie because she's way cooler than me. But message us, francoach.net, franchising101podcast.net. Never any fee for our service. We hope everybody has a fantastic, amazing holiday. We have one more episode coming up this year, which is going to be kind of a cool thing we haven't done before either. Before, like a whole slew of amazing things first of the year. So stay tuned for that as well. But in the meantime, be safe, be happy, have a great holiday, and we look forward to seeing you soon. Thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for listening to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.